Mat Men is brought to you by Hover. Find a domain name for your great idea. Go to hover.com/matmen and get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's hover.com/matmen. Hover, domain names for your ideas. Hey everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zan, and I'm joined by the sick one, Rich Dambolian.
Blop, 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 blop.
What's sick. You don't feel good.
I don't feel good, but I'm feeling better. I felt Tuesday was the worst. Yesterday was okay. Yesterday sucked.
Yesterday was bad.
Yesterday was the worst. I took a nap yesterday. I'm so anti-nap. I don't know if you know that about me.
I did know that, actually. We've spoken about this.
I hate naps. I took a nap yesterday, and then I slept 11 hours last night. So I'm feeling good.
Good for you.
I got a gig later at about 6:30.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Awesome. This is a show all about professional wrestling, from New Japan to WWE to Ring of Honor to
GFW.
I was going to say TNA, then I changed it to Impact, then I changed it to GFW.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much talk about everything in pro wrestling. And a lot is happening in pro wrestling. I don't even know where to begin this week. There's a lot to talk about this week. So I don't even know where to begin with this stuff. I think we should begin with the Del Rio situation.
I was just going to say that. Do you think Jeff Jarrett, after the news came out and he had to suspend Del Rio, was like, we're doomed?
You know what? I think it's... They just can't catch a break, you know?
Listen, man, I think it's time to read the writing on the wall for the past, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Just give it up, man.
They had the highest ratings on pop ever.
Sell Vince the library.
You know what? Dixie Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that Kurt Angle documentary?
It was wonderful.
Okay. I want to talk about that because I thought that was one of the best produced documentaries that they've done.
100%.
We'll talk about that. But I do want to talk about TNA right now. GFW. Alberto Del Rio is their champion. And he had a...
altercation.
A domestic situation at the airport with Paige.
Oh, boy.
Where the story coming out now... Paige was interviewed by Heavy.
Yeah.
And Heavy.com, I think. And some people are saying she got paid for it, but... And she pretty much said that it was all her fault.
Yes.
She was on the phone about her uncle that's sick and something... I think what happened was Del Rio got annoyed with her.
Yeah.
And, this is, both... I'm giving the story that I probably think is true, mm-hmm. not, one side or the other. So she was on the phone with a relative because the uncle's sick, and Del Rio was getting annoyed.
Right.
And pretty much said, your uncle should die or something, something terrible. And she got mad and threw her beer on him.
Yeah.
And then some, super fan that's, a known stalker in the airport happened to be there and started recording them and then got involved.
Yeah.
And she involved herself, and that made everything even worse.
She's like, wrestling.
Yeah. So... dude, how many problems can you possibly get into?
Well,
and then apparently he started screaming that she has coke in the bag, and
right.
he's a cokehead. He's been on coke for 2 days straight. Which, listen, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything,
right,
but I mean, there's a lot of irrational behavior happening, and
it's weird. It's a weird situation because you don't know, because it's one of those things where it's like. The mystery is so deep at this point.
By the way, this is not a vodka soda.
It's just a soda.
Just a soda.
The mystery is so deep at this point.
Dude, remember the stabbing?
The stabbing. He beat up some lucha guy because she...
beat up his brother.
Yeah. He just not, it's a bunch of weird shit that's happening. She's not cleared to wrestle yet because of the neck thing. She's still under contract.
So
technically she's just on her recovery. Doing a bunch of drugs with Alberto Del Rio.
Allegedly.
The more gossipy side of it is that her brother posted a thing about how they're afraid they're going to lose her to Del Rio.
Yeah. And Del Rio's an abusive guy. And,
it's a bizarre
and Brad Maddox
situation.
Was abusive and manipulated. Oh, my God.
Very bizarre situation.
Very.
And I hope that they don't end up dead in a hotel room.
Dude, it's really bad. And I really hope... You know what I really hope? She gets cleared and she goes back on the road.
Yeah.
With the company.
Yeah.
Because that is the only way. If she's young and I've done a lot of stupid things when I was young and you probably done a lot of stupid things. I dated a jacked up Mexican guy that was a little abusive at one point.
See.
You know what I mean? Everybody's done their stuff. The best thing for her
Yeah.
Is to be back on the road.
Now, do you think Paige is a case of too much too soon?
Yes. Well, that's why they don't hire anybody under 21 now.
Okay.
Paige is the example. Yeah. They don't like to put you on the road under 21.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? Too much too soon. She grew up in... It's two carny children, right. Essentially, right?
Like Del Rio and her
are the product of their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this before. It's a carny business. Her family is not, you know, the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And his family, I mean, he comes from, you know, Mexican wrestling royalty, essentially. Right. He comes from this whole thing. You combine that, and it's, you know, the business is the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the best.
Right.
It's not the squeaky clean industry that people think it is now, where the New Day's mm-hmm. playing video games in the back.
Yeah.
Stuff like this still happens, especially right. when you're outside of the company.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think it's... I think it's a terrible story.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's very sad at this point.
Because you keep seeing the news bites coming out.
You know what it is? It's so much self-destructiveness. Yeah. The sex tapes and the photos. And listen, it's not the blame isn't on her.
Right.
But there's some sort of responsibility of what you have and what you don't have. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, if you carry this stuff on your phone, it could happen.
Yeah.
So that part is on you. But it's just a tragedy.
Yeah.
One thing after another. And then the neck and then the suspensions and the drug, apparently, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
No, it's also, but it's just like kind of weird where, like, every, at least once or twice a week, you'll see something about Paige and Del Rio, or, like, Del Rio bad-mouthing WWE.
To the point that they cut his mic.
Right.
They cut his mic. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
He went on this whole tirade about WWE and all this stuff, and they freaking cut his mic off.
It's a little much, you know, but hopefully it gets resolved and everything's hunky-dory at some point. And again, we're fans, so you never know. You know,
you listen, no, you never know.
Yeah. There's no inside source that's like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and Del Rio smacked her, or that smacked
him. I do have some information, actually. Did you hear about the Big Cass thing?
Yes.
Cass and Enzo have heat?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which part, but that story is not... true to the point that
they're gonna get fired.
Well, nobody's getting fired, but it was actually interesting. I read the story and I had heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that part of Enzo's thing was like a shoot where he said, "My personal life is amazing right now."
Right.
He's had some heat because I think for a lot of people, they feel like he doesn't deserve the spot as much as like he has the character.
Right.
And he's loud and he's fun. And a lot of people take that as like, well, he's walking around like a vet in the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's from what I was told. But he did have words. That tour bus thing, mm-hmm. that is partially true.
Right.
The Big Cass having heat because he's a Republican.
Right.
That is not true at all. That's a bullshit story. Maybe someone said something to him. Maybe there was a discussion. But the way that it was put that he has all this heat backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton. Yeah. He's a conservative. AJ Styles. Ziggler. Mm-hmm. And majority of that company, just to let you know, that it's that is a bizarro story.
Oh,
there's no heat on Cass for that reason. Maybe some mm-hmm. other thing happened, but there's nothing like that. So let me just...
It's a little weird.
Because I asked someone that really would know this, and they laughed. They're like, yeah, Meltzer's getting worked.
They're at the point where there's... The toy box is very full, you know? So they're not really hurting for people. Like, they just got rid of Austin Aries. Good example.
Yeah.
You know? Whether he asked for his release or they released him, you know?
Well, I know that he had a bad attitude backstage.
Right.
Allegedly. Listen, allegedly. We've interviewed him.
Right.
Very pleasant man.
Yeah.
I know people that know him. Very pleasant guy. I think they have a problem when somebody is very, a very strong personality.
Right.
You know, he knows what he wants, and he's been wrestling for many years, and he may come up. The writers did not like him for that probably that reason.
Right, yeah.
I don't, but, you know, good for him. I think he, mm-hmm. the thing was, he was pigeonholed.
Pigeonholed.
He was, yeah, but at the moment, if I'm in a pigeon hell.
I would say they pigeonholed. They pigeonholed Andrew as
okay, they pigeonholed him.
No,
pigeonholed him.
Yeah.
Into that 205 thing, which he didn't want to do.
Right. So, well, because that makes a lot of sense, because I think the impetus for Austin Aries versus Neville was to elevate the 205 stuff, but Neville is kind of carrying that whole thing right now because he's the must-see of that. And you know why?
Body guy. Yeah.
He looks amazing, and he cuts a great promo.
Yeah, the dude looks great. Let's start off. What else can I go into before I forget? Because a lot of people have been asking me about this. This morning I woke up to like a bunch of messages from people asking me about the Enzo Cass thing is true.
Yeah.
And I had heard about it, and I did not hear that same story. So, listen, I could be wrong too, but I highly doubt that Cass has major heat backstage because he's a Trump guy.
They're making money. They're making the company money. Yeah. You know, how many of those dopey wigs does WWE sell?
As long as they're making money, they're fine.
The dopey Enzo wigs.
I do want Enzo to have pants. I do want Cass to start wearing pants.
Like jeans?
I'm telling you right now, this guy is going to slowly morph into Diesel.
I think he's...
His name is going to be Big Mac.
He's at the test level right now?
He's at the test level.
And then after test, Diesel. But, like, it's a very...
You know, test had a lot of plans for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Big guy.
Big dude.
Yeah.
Who's hotshotted into that freaking crazy angle with Steph?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about crazy angles.
Kurt Angle.
did you hear those the stories? So, this is a very interesting... This is the first time in a while. You know, this is the summer angle that they do, right? Mm-hmm. Every summer, Vince goes, we need something hot.
Let's go nuts.
The last time they went nuts, he died in that car thing explosion. And unfortunately, Chris Benoit...
Murdered
his family, and at that angle went to nowhere. But we had the Nexus angle,
right,
which was a very strong angle, did very well for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be the angle now, the Kurt Angle story.
The Kurt Angle angle.
And this is going to get him into a match.
Okay. Do you think that's where it's going to go?
Yes, 100%. Okay. I was told that it was going to be Hunter and him. That's his first match.
Beautiful.
I, up until 3 days ago, I thought it was SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying they're going to hold off. I do not see them holding off till Mania. Kurt Angle needs to get in that ring. And, you know, the other issue is age is... the time is a problem here.
Survivor Series.
I would put him in that SummerSlam match immediately.
We have a month, though. And I feel like...
They can build it in a month.
You know.
Well, we're going to find out who was on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
God, I hope it's not Dixie.
That'd be hysterical.
Did you hear the crazy story about how it's going to lead to one of American Alpha to be his kid? So I'm going to tell you this.
I think the internet took over on this.
This is fucking crazy, okay?
Yeah.
I was asked this question all week, and this was the premise. Steph and him had an affair.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his kid... is
Chad
Gable. Steph and his kid is Chad Gable.
Uh-huh.
Now, that would make Chad Gable 15.
Sure.
Okay? So, I don't be a mark.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I know it's wrestling, but let's do, I hope it's Jason, I hope it's Jason Jordan.
That'd be amazing.
I hope that's his kid.
Mm.
But there is going to be a crazy weird angle. I think the I love you was Vince.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think the I love you was to Vince.
Okay. I love you too, pal.
I love you too, pal. That's what I would go with. I would go with, oh my God, it's Vince, and he's Vince's son.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
The DNA test was wrong. It wasn't Hornswoggle. It was tainted.
It was a big
cover-up because Angle had left,
and
it's been Angle all along.
It makes a lot of sense because... if you watch that Kurt Angle documentary, if they're working everybody with this angle, they keep
saying... The Vince hug was so sad.
They keep saying that he was like a son to Vince. It was like
a father to
Vince.
Over and over again,
Over and over and over again. So it would be funny if that was just like the I love you was to Vince. It turns out, oh my God, I'm Vince McMahon's son.
Yeah.
hysterical.
Listen, and then they fight for control, right?
So,
I'm not saying that that's it, right? I'm not saying that's it at all. So, because I saw on Reddit the other day, I did a Reddit search for me, and a lot of times that I say something, people take it as like,
oh, wow,
you know, so I was reading, it's like, oh no, Matt Men broke this story. Matt Men said that, listen, I'm not breaking this story. I don't know what the exact result is, but I can tell you that I highly doubt it's a Stephanie. Remember they teased that years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know why it stopped? Because Steph and Hunter want nothing to do with that.
Right.
And I don't like that story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like breakup stories in wrestling because they actually lead to problems.
Right, yeah.
Hunter and Steph need to be Hunter and Steph. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. Why break them? I mean, at this point, you know what I mean?
Like, they're an institution at this point.
It's an institution at this point. It's weird, and there's no coming back from it. Like, you could have done, like, that Triple H chloroforming and marrying and potentially date raping her.
Right.
Very different time that you could come back to a beautiful marriage.
Right, right.
I think now with the way that the internet is and the media is, you can never look at it and say, like, oh, yeah, but that's wrestling. You can't do, like, a breakup like that.
I really like the angle. It almost makes me feel like...
I never said Jason Jordan should be Kurt Angle's son. I don't know what the story is. I don't know what it is. I'm just hoping it's not Dixie.
Do you get the hint that Corey Graves is going to turn on him?
I have no idea.
Because I feel
I don't know.
Because, like, they had him as a heel announcer, but now he's not really a heel announcer. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Like, they're floating him. Why Corey Graves? Why is he the one who's trying to help Kurt? Corey Graves versus Angle. That's the match.
I don't know. I'm very good. You know what? It's good, though, right? It's really good because I don't really know what the story here is.
It's good TV because it makes you want to watch the next week, and there's no wrestling involved with it. It's just like fake messages on a telephone.
Yeah.
All right. I love you,
pal. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I don't know what they're doing with this. I don't know why everything's a big secret. I don't know who the I love you is. People think it's Dixie Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it's Dixie Carter, anything is possible.
Wouldn't be surprised if Dixie showed up on WWE TV.
And by the way, people said that, like, oh, well, Vince and Dixie hate each other. They have no heat. Vince does not even know.
Who is this?
Barely knows Dixie Carter. Yeah. Actually, Steph and Dixie have always been cordial with each other.
Right.
Vince doesn't give a shit about Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
And the whole argument that, like, oh, well, Vince won't ever bring you know, Dixie in because, you know, the whole TNA thing. Eric Bischoff.
Right, exactly.
Came in. So everything's possible in wrestling.
Everybody.
I'm very curious about it. I'm actually excited to see Monday. I want to watch Monday.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it. So I don't know what the story is. I know that Steph is coming back now.
Right.
And Hunter's coming back now.
Yeah.
So listen, Angle and him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I laid it out. It's going to be Angle and him, and we're also going to get Angle and Lesnar. I don't know when.
At some point, I think. But listen, like...
And it's a very easy way to lead into Angle and Lesnar.
Sure.
Very easy. He gets in his face, and he says, get out of... I'll break your neck, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he says, well, like, you know... Because the last match, he wrestled, you know...
With a broken neck.
With a broken neck. You lead into that, shove him a little bit, and then it becomes a match. Okay.
Sure.
Which I would love to see that match.
Or you get GM versus GM.
Shane versus or Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan versus Kurt Angle. No, it's really it's really interesting. Let's talk about two things on Raw that really stood out to me. How great is the Samoa Joe program with everybody?
Okay, Samoa Joe has
Dude stepped up.
Stepped up big time.
Yeah.
His promo was great. I love that skit, you know, with him. And I think it's going to be like a four-way at SummerSlam now.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's going to be Joe, Reigns, Lesnar,
Braun Strowman.
And Braun.
Oh, man. That's a lot of meat.
A lot of meat. Dude, let's talk about the match, actually. Let's talk about meat. Lesnar and Joe, 6.5 minutes, right?
Right. Great match.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was exactly what that match, what they just brawled. Yep. There was no finesse. It was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
It was sloppy.
Yeah.
By design. Very well done. I'm so glad they didn't just have like a regular match.
Yeah.
Now, if it went a couple of minutes longer, I think it would have been good.
My one gripe again, Joe should have kicked out of that first F5.
Yeah, because you know why? We've been conditioned that everybody kicks out of the finishers.
Right.
So, but your reaction was, oh, shit, he didn't kick out. He got him.
Yeah.
You know, I was okay with it.
But also, I feel like Joe has that old school, like, I'm going to fight for my spot mentality.
Sure.
And I think Brock picks up on that big time.
Yeah, where, Brock like, really enjoyed wrestling him.
When they did the forehead to forehead bit on Monday, I was like, oh, this is the best. Sucks for Roman, because they never had that intense, like, the Roman Brock stuff was never as intense as the Joe Brock stuff. You know?
Yeah. They did not go with a full turn on Roman after attempting to murder Braun. I thought that was, they just can't freaking pull that trigger, huh?
Yeah.
They just cannot pull that trigger. God forbid he sells 30% less merch and someone else gets elevated.
But listen, if Austin did that to Triple H, he'd come out on Monday to the biggest pop ever.
Austin was different though.
Right.
It was Austin. Yeah. Austin, this is the problem, but that's a great example. This is the problem. Austin was Austin and The Rock was Austin. You can never recreate that.
Right.
What they're doing is no matter how many times you boo John Cena, that by the way, that is their thing. Austin, Rock, Cena, right? Mm-hmm. John Cena, he never turned. But I remember some of those years were miserable.
Oh, yeah.
They were miserable. Yeah. Everybody wanted him to turn, and they just didn't do it. But
because he had nobody, he had really nobody to feud with apart from Punk.
Yeah, he had to stay babyface. He had to. But you look at Austin, you say, well, Austin really wasn't a good guy or a bad guy. The Rock really wasn't a good guy or a bad guy. But The Rock was a freaking Rock. The whole 50-50 booking thing that we see now is because of The Rock.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much The Rock lost, it didn't matter.
He brushed it off.
He was the freaking Rock.
Right.
You're not going to get that with Roman Reigns. But you know what? The Rock was a heel before they did the turn.
But I think you build on that. That's the big thing. That's the thing with those dudes who are in that upper class where it doesn't matter if they win or lose. You just brush it off because the character's so strong. The character of Roman Reigns is not as strong as a John Cena or a Rock as an Austin at this point. But it will get there eventually.
Roman?
Yeah. If the dude stays healthy, if they tweak him a little bit.
They need to tweak him. They need to... You know what's amazing about him? Fundamentally, on paper, there's nothing wrong with him. He's everything that we want him to be. He's this badass Samoan. He has good matches. He's okay as a talker when he's not reciting lines. I thought he was very good in his role as like the shit stirrer on Monday. It just, again, everybody's missing that thing.
I think he's got to fire up a little more. That's my opinion.
Just fire up, hot baby face promo.
I think that's it's one thing where you have the dude who could stand there stoically and be like, nah, man, this is my yard. But you want that dude to show some kind of I want some crazy intensity from Roman, you know? I'm a fan. I'm a Roman mark. Don't get me wrong.
You like Roman. Yeah, I like him too. I think he always has a decent match. But, you know, there's that thing that's missing. And there's nobody on this roster that has it.
Yeah.
Nobody. And I think that's by design.
Do you think that they just want to create an even playing field?
Yeah. They don't want someone bigger than the company. They don't want Hogan. They want someone close to Hogan.
Okay. Or Cena.
They want someone close. Well, I'll tell you though, Cena was not Hogan.
No. Well, Cena did carry the company for years.
He did, but he also had a lot of people to play with.
Yeah.
You know, they will never, with the way that this company is, I doubt we will ever see another Rock in Austin.
You know,
you will never see it.
I always feel like...
We'll see a lot of Triple H's.
Okay, fair enough. But I think the state of WWE now has been it's been on the upswing for the last few years, and especially because you had a dude like John Cena, who at one point was very close to being the most stale thing on television, and then all of a sudden you threw this guy in with world-class wrestlers, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, all these dudes... And you're like, yo, Cena's back on track. And I think they're the Rusev thing's a little weird because I feel like they just work well together.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and I think that was it. They'll work safe with each other. They have big man style. But I want Cena Nakamura. There's so much to play with Cena.
There's so much to play with Cena. But AJ Styles, by the way, Friday, he won the U.S. title.
Yes.
At the Garden.
Fantastic.
It was a great match from what I saw. I like that the title's on him. I don't know what it's leading to. For SummerSlam.
John Cena?
John Cena him now.
Who's going to take the title off him? Because that's a thing.
Remember, it's going to be Cena gender.
Right, yeah. There's a lot. I thought about this the other day, and I totally just lost track of my thought right now. But, the house show thing was great because it was the introduction to a lot of guys on the roster wrestling at MSG for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, this is good impetus and it's good momentum for the crowds to say, hey, cool stuff happens at house shows. You know, these super shows are the way to go. well, who knows what's going to happen next, you know?
Yeah.
You have the unresolved Kevin Owens stuff, which is going to be, I think, the rematches at Battleground, right?
The rematches at Battleground, yeah.
SummerSlam is going to have to be a big one. I kind of feel like it's going to end up being... Do you think they're doing Nakamura and Corbin for the briefcase?
No, they wouldn't put up the briefcase.
I have another question for you, too. Yeah. Do you think that by default having John Cena, Kevin Owens, and AJ Styles in the U.S. title picture elevate that title more than Jinder's title?
That's what people were saying, that how the U.S. title is the title now in the company.
Right, isn't that kind of weird?
That is the title in the company. The IC title is a secondary belt. The U.S. title is like major, major players are fighting for it.
Yeah, you know, and like the IC title stuff is kind of interesting, too, because you're getting like...
Amazing how Kenny Omega and him are now the U.S. champions, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parallel booking.
It's very fascinating, you know? Who's the ROH U.S. champ? Or is it TV?
TV.
Champ? TV. Yeah.
TV. Marty Scurll.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry. He lost it to...
Kushida,
yeah.
Okay. It's very interesting how you're doing that parallel thing. We missed last week, so we couldn't talk about the G1 special.
We didn't talk about it, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I really liked it. I really enjoyed the Cody.
Why is everybody shitting on JR? And do you see how the internet works?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's crapping on Jim Ross and Josh Burnett now. Apparently, Jim Ross didn't know their names. Listen, I've been saying this for a while. Jim Ross is not the same Jim Ross of 10 years ago that we fantasized about returning.
Right.
He calls matches a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does. Josh Burnett has a certain style that he likes. I don't necessarily think it's great for him to bury the Young Bucks in their match, but they apparently have a problem. But now the internet went in an uproar,
right,
as to Jim Ross was drinking.
Okay.
During how he was fine. He was what he does.
Mm.
He's not the same Jim Ross. He's not as familiar with the product as a Kevin Kelly.
Also, it's very quick.
It is very quick. It's a very different style.
Yeah.
People were very upset that he was calling the knee strikes a Beaumaye.
All right.
Okay. You know? It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. It's a knee strike. He could call it whatever he wants. Did it impact your version of the show?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it. If you don't like it, guess what? There's Japanese commentary, which I generally listen to the Japanese commentary for Japanese shows.
Right, exactly. Because you want to hear that. It's more exciting.
It's way more exciting.
Even though you know what they're saying, it's more exciting.
Yeah.
And you can kind of put it together in your head. That's the best part about it.
I also think what happened was certain people, I think it was Tama Tonga,
mm-hmm,
he went off on Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Because he called him the wrong name.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. It's live.
Yeah.
You know, how many times do you think Jim Ross has watched him wrestle? Right. 20? 15?
Yeah.
It happens.
It's like Nigel McGuinness saying, welcome to ROH.
Welcome to ROH. Yeah. Nobody's saying how unprofessional he is. You mentioned ROH 10 times in NXT.
Yeah. You know what? Give the guy. It's JR. Give the guy.
It's JR.
But you know what? Like I listened to it with both commentaries. I enjoyed it. That Okada Cody match. Fantastic. There's a story to be told there. Kenny Omega winning the U.S. title, fantastic. And that's a beautiful belt, too.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was a very good... to be honest, I think what we should have had was... I fear now that Kenny's not getting that title.
The Okada title?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
For a while.
Well, because he's going to be the man in the U.S.
Well, it depends what he does.
Okay.
It depends if he leaves. His contract is till January 2018.
Mm-hmm.
If he signs for another year, which I think he should, he will definitely get the title. But for his career, it's so hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's been this hot.
He's very hot right now.
He's very hot right
now. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The other thing is, like, this is only going to help the landscape of wrestling, because those New Japan shows in America did very well. They're looking for an office. They're looking to build a new dojo. They're really expanding.
They're going
to
be doing a show in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing a tour. They want to do New York.
They're going to be expanding. It's going to be hot. This is going to make WWE kind of step it up a little bit. It's going to make ROH step it up a little bit. It's going to make...
ROH and them, they're going to work.
GFW step it up a little
GFW's
bit.
GFW's not stepping
hopefully.
It up.
Do they still have a six-sided ring?
Yes, and I hate it. Yeah. I can't watch that stupid ring.
Isn't it weird?
I think I think that ring is weird, but you know what else I think is really weird? Mm. How unapologetically TNA fans defend the product.
It's true.
They are very loyal to their brand.
That is 100% true.
It's actually amazing how loyal they are, and good for them, because they're enjoying it. If you enjoy it, then watch it.
Yeah.
I watch it, and I have to tell you, most weeks they have decent TV.
Right.
I just think that the taintedness of that company as a whole, no matter how many times you rebrand, it just, it's always there.
And like you said, they can't catch a break with the whole Del Rio stuff happening. They got to suspend.
They cannot catch a break.
They got to suspend the guy.
They cannot catch a break. Yep. I mean, it's they suspended. I mean, he's suspended now. So the champion is suspended with like 6 weeks of TV. So what difference does it make? He's suspended from what?
Yeah, yeah.
What is he suspended from? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's pretty bizarre, man. And then, like, I don't know. Like, the wrestling is very interesting right now. And it's I will say that WWE has been the best it's been in many years. You know, especially with just like. SmackDown has been fantastic.
I think wrestling wise, yes. I do feel that, you know, we need storylines again. We need major storylines to follow every week.
Well, we do. We have them.
I'm saying, like, remember how Raw used to end when we were younger?
Yeah.
Raw would end with a cliffhanger every week.
Yeah.
Something would happen. They would go off the air, and you would have to tune in next week to find out the results.
Well, we got the Kurt Angle thing.
Now we have the Kurt Angle thing. Yes. We need that on SmackDown.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with
that. We need a storyline other than gender. Like, there's nothing that... it's episodic, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I didn't watch for 3 weeks...
They're self-contained. SmackDowns are self-contained. Yes,
but, I mean, wrestling in general has become self-contained to the point that if I don't watch for 3 weeks, there is no story that has happened that I'm going to say, like, oh, shit, I missed this.
Okay.
I missed wrestling, but I didn't really miss... major pivotal points in a story.
Well, Fandango and Tyler Breeze are still looking for who trashed their office.
Oh, I love that. That is a great story, actually. I would like that to be, you know, that was one thing that Russo was good at, you know? And
well,
some people crap on him, but a weekly thing to tune in at the end, you know, when Russo was good, Russo was good.
Yeah. SmackDown is self-contained, and also, like, SmackDown is the more grudge match show, you know, where Raw is the more story-driven show. SmackDown is the more feuding, like, it's the more pure wrestling show.
It is the more pure, which you know? I like that.
Yeah. But they're both are good. Like, this week you also had the Hardys tease.
Yes, but that's a disaster situation. So, as of last week, they were very, very, very close to the deal being done.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought it was done, but this has happened multiple times, so they get very close, and then something happens.
Litigation.
They are screwing with them at this point.
Yes.
I really think they're screwing with the Hardys. Listen, I get it. It's his product. You know, TNA's product. It was made in TNA. Normally, you know, you don't go to Vince McMahon and say, hey, listen, I'm taking my gimmick with me when I leave.
Right.
I get that. But you are not going to use that gimmick with anyone else. And if they're offering to purchase or do some sort of terms, just fucking do it. You know,
but I think this helps, too. Because we had the Hardys debut at WrestleMania as the Hardys. No broken stuff. Right?
Yeah.
And now it's really cool because, like, let's say Matt and Jeff coasted that wave, showed up as the broken Hardys. I feel like it would have fizzled out by this point. Now it's almost the opposite, where they're back as the Hardys.
And then they're slowly getting broken. I think they're going to need to take their time a little bit more on this because I don't see that deal being done like tomorrow.
T-shirts, man. Think of the good t-shirts.
I know the t-shirts. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Think about the sales because they know, like, Vince knows it's going to happen because I'm sure he's close enough to both those guys where he's just like, go out there, do your shtick.
Well, they're not, you know, what's interesting, they're not, they're not doing that with WWE money. It's only them.
Hmm. What else was good this week on Baron Corbin Nakamura?
That's cool.
I like that too.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it's going to be for the briefcase.
I don't think it's for the briefcase.
I think at some point the briefcase is going to be on the line.
I don't know. We'll see.
Elias Samson, Finn Balor.
I like Elias Samson. I do not like him with Finn Balor. Finn Balor says. They've gotten, you know, slowed down on him a little bit.
They cooled off on him. I think they're keeping him in the back pocket because there's so much you can do with that guy. you know, that they're kind of like having him in like this weird mid-card thing.
Too many different directions.
same thing with Ambrose. The Ambrose Miz stuff, I would like to call it quits after the next match. You know, elevate Ambrose a little bit.
I'm looking here at the Mae Young Classic starts tonight.
It's being taped tonight, right?
Being taped tonight. Yeah. And people are very looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, I'm very curious to see how good the match quality is, because some of the names that I've seen that I recognize, a lot of them are green.
Okay.
Very. I mean, they're not. Let's see who's in this.
Do you have a list of Young, you have a list of ladies?
Participants. Yeah, they just finished the list. Two more names added to the Mae Young. Okay, confirmed. Let's see. I want a full list.
It's here. A lot. It's a lot of ladies.
It's a lot of ladies. The Mae Young Classic, as I said. Who do you think will win this? Let's find out. Previously announced participants. Let's see.
Kota Ibushi.
Evans, Tony Storm, Sarah Logan.
Tyler Breeze wins because he's winning.
Tessa Blanchard. Tessa Blanchard is in it.
Lacey Evans, Sarah Logan, Tony Storm, Princess Sugat, Kavita Devi, Tainara Conti, Elizabeth Lath, Tessa Blanchard, Jazzy Gabbert, Dakota Kai, Carrie Sane, Piper Niven, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Sage Beckett, Kaylee Ray, Aisha Raymond, Vanessa Bourne, and Marty Bell. This is so far.
I don't know who's going to win this. You know what's interesting? You know who's not in it?
Tessa Blanchard's going to win it.
Tessa Blanchard is not going to win
it. Why not?
She's not that great.
She's already signed to NXT. Lacey Evans, yeah.
Oh, you know who else is, what's his name's daughter in it?
Who?
Jesus. Paul Ellering's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what her ring name is.
I'm surprised that Santana Garrett is in it.
Rachel Ellering.
Is Kimberly in it?
Kimberly's in it.
Okay, she's very good. I'm surprised that Santana Garrett isn't in it, because I think she's one of the most underrated, you know, she's actually one of the better female wrestlers. And what's her name? Giovanni, whatever. She's done NXT a bunch of times.
Okay. I think it's going to be fun. Do you think we're going to get the introduction to...
She goes by Rachel Evers in NXT. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very curious as to what this looks like. I'm very curious to see how this is. Listen, people wanted this. Yeah. And now they are... I think half the time is people want something and then they get it. They're like, hey, I don't really want... Yeah.
It's going to be surprising, I think. I think the quality is going to be very good. And this is also why they've probably pre-taping today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just so they can just be so like, they can do that. All right, you know what? Why don't you guys do that again? Because if you pre-tape it, you know, it's not live. You can have them do like really... Like what they used to do with SmackDown. You know, if they didn't like a segment, they'd just stop it and then say, all right, guys, pick it up from here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Other than that, I mean, it's a very interesting time right now.
Yeah.
When is the Punjabi prison fight?
Battleground?
When is Battleground?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I am so
at the end of July.
Tired of these pay-per-views.
It's a lot.
Dude, it's way too much.
It's a whole
way
lot.
Way too much. It's... I don't know why we have so many pay-per-views at this point. Okay. The introductions are being shown live at 6:30. Oh, okay, cool. So the winner of the tournament faces Asuka or just one-off? I don't know. No, I think you just win the tournament.
Yeah.
What do you win? Yeah, what do you win when you win this tournament?
You win a giant statue of Mae Young.
Yeah. Well, there is going to be a tag team tournament also. That's going to be another thing that they're going to do.
Okay.
That's going to be next year.
Yeah. Battleground is on the 23rd, so that's next... Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. And it's not a terrible card either. Punjabi prison match.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be a lot of fun. 10 minutes.
Punjabi prison match.
What's because you have, what do you have to start in the middle?
You got it like the bamboo skewers right. all over. Yeah. I don't know how it works. I forgot all about a Punjabi prison fight. I forgot how this whole thing works.
Usos versus New Day. That's going to be fun. Cena Rusev, the 5-way elimination match for the number one contendership for the ladies title. I feel like they kind of dropped the ball on the ladies stuff on SmackDown a little bit. It's a little convoluted. Again, even Steven booking. Nakamura versus Baron Corbin, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. It's a good card on paper. But I don't know. I really like the rap battle between the Usos and
I thought that was really cool. Yeah. I liked that last week. I don't know. For me, I'm just trying to see what they do with SummerSlam. Just get to SummerSlam for me.
Yeah. Is Brock? Brock's headlining.
Dude, he's so big.
Yeah. No. I want Brock versus Joe too.
Who do you think's winning the G1?
Kenny Omega.
You think Omega's winning the
G1? Kenny Omega's winning the G1. He's going to face himself for the U.S. title.
I mean, what are they going to do with the G1? The lineup for the G1 looks great. I want to see him and Minoru Suzuki. That's the match I'm looking forward to.
I want to see him and Ibushi.
Him and Ibushi, that might happen, right?
Yeah.
Are they on the same block or just opposites?
Well, they teased it because... Ibushi's been working out hard, apparently, and Kenny Omega tweeted at him, like, I hope you still have what it takes to stand in the ring with me.
Yeah.
Which is very fantastic. Kota Ibushi's always been one of my favorite wrestlers, but the dude kind of cooled off a little bit.
Well,
the
last he doesn't want to, you know why, right? He doesn't want to do the schedule.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the schedule. He doesn't want to go and do every single day, every other day. He likes to come in and out.
Take his time.
He likes to take his time, which, you know what, good for him. He's making money. He's working his own schedule.
That's also why he didn't sign with WWE. He's like, I don't know where I'm going to go. You know?
If you guys haven't yet, go to YouTube and go to the New Japan channel on YouTube. They have a lot of these videos and announcements and free matches. I really, really enjoy going there.
You can watch Kota Ibushi wrestle a sheep.
He can. Let's
Noah.
See.
No, yeah. Okay. I don't think he wrestled a sheep.
He did wrestle a sheep in Noah. So let's see what happens. I'm ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Did we go through everything?
I think we did. I think we're good.
Nice and 45 minutes. We did today. That's what I said we were going to do, and that's what we're doing. It's Rich's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody wish Rich a happy birthday. The ripe old age of 14.
Yep. I have Benjamin Button disease.
Yeah.
No, I have Jack disease.
Jack Benjamin. Yeah, Jack. That was such a terrible movie.
I used to love that movie. That movie
Jack?
Made me cry, yeah.
He was like a 42-year-old as an 8-year-old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Freaking best.
So terrifying.
Robin Williams used to make... Oh, you know what? Before we wrap up, can we talk about that documentary?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Hogan thing. Yeah, yeah. Go into it.
So,
yeah. So I had a problem with that documentary.
Okay. Did you watch any of it?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't care that they kind of made Gawker into the poor defenseless company that got screwed.
Yeah.
I didn't like that tone because I know how they practice stuff. I think it's slimy journalism.
Right. It's karma also catching up to them.
It's also karma catching up to them, but they were defending him. You know, they made him very, like, the guy that wrote the article, he's like, I have $200. This woman sent me $200. I'm living, you know, by donations now.
Yeah, yeah.
And my career is over. You published a sex tape.
Right.
A judge told you to take it down, and you wrote an article literally saying, F you, we're not taking this down.
Right.
And you called out the judge.
Yeah.
And what happens, and then what happened was the same judge was the judge on this case.
Yeah.
So you mocked the judge. You had a chance to remove it.
Right.
And you said, no, we're not going to remove it. It's all right. It was a stolen tape. It wasn't Hogan's mistake. He did nothing wrong.
Right.
He did nothing wrong. Forget about the language he used.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. He did nothing wrong, and he was being punished for it.
Right.
He was recorded. The recording was stolen. It was leaked. Gawker had it. They published it. The judge told them to take it down. Yeah. They went to litigation back and forth. Twice the judge told them to take it down. They said, F you. We're not. And they mocked it. And every day... They were vindictive, and they were doing this to Hogan.
And they went through it very, very, very thoroughly on that documentary.
They did,
And it's interesting, too, because they had Hogan's lawyer, and he was like...
The guy with the hairpiece?
Yeah, he was like, listen, we just sent them a very well-worded letter, a very personal letter saying, like, please take this down. This is hurting my client. Like, please don't do this. And they were like, no. And then they cut to the trial with Nick Denton on the stand, and they were like, "Did you find?" He was like, "Did Hulk Hogan's lawyer send you a letter saying please take it down?"
Yeah,
he was like, "Yes." He's like, "Did he try to appeal to you on a personal level?" Yes. Did you find his argument not persuasive enough? He was like, "No, we didn't find it persuasive, so we left the video up." You know, yeah. So it's like you screwed yourself.
But it's illegal. You cannot do that. You cannot have. It's a two. It was illegally obtained.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is, you know.
Brother.
The reason why this case went this far is because Hogan didn't fund the lawsuit.
Right. Peter Thiel did.
Peter Thiel did from PayPal.
Right.
Peter Thiel was outed mm-hmm. by Gawker many, many years ago. And
for being gay.
For being gay. And it was done in a way that wasn't just like it was making fun of him.
Right. But it was also that Nick Denton, the founder of Gawker, is himself a gay man.
Yeah.
And he was using his own personal morality to say it's okay.
It's okay, but that's what he would do. Yeah, he would out people, but they would do this all the time. They would out people, and he got very upset, and he said he's going to bring them down, and he did.
It's insane, insane story. It's very insane, but like the thing,
I just didn't like the narrative of how this is going to kill journalism. Because now you could get anything taken down. No. You can't. A sex tape that was illegally obtained,
right?
Could be taken down, and it should. It's gross. You know, like it's crash television. You watch it like this. You know, you peek. But
right. Yeah.
Is it right? Does it make it right? No, it doesn't make it right. And nobody that shouldn't happen to anybody.
It's very interesting because like that stuff. I never like that clickbait type stuff. You know. And it's always written, in my opinion, it's always written by people who think a little too highly of themselves.
It's 24-year-old kids from Brooklyn that just, they just lived on the internet their whole lives, and they're just assholes.
My favorite part about the whole documentary was that they showed clips of people who worked at Gawker and during the trial where Hogan's essentially explaining kayfabe, and nobody gets it.
Nobody.
And they're showing people's reactions, like interviews, and they're like, "This is destroying American journalism. Like, what is this man talking about?" And it's like, yo, one, you're, as a wrestling fan, you're like, you're getting worked by a wrestler right now because it's wrestling is so weird that
it goes back and forth.
It goes back and forth. And then like, as a fan, you know that. And in the trial, they show Hogan and he's like, "No, Hulk Hogan said this. The character of Hulk Hogan gave up anonymity as soon as he steps out the door."
Yeah.
Terribly, it doesn't. He's like, "Hulk Hogan's life is an open book.
Yeah,
this hurt terribly personally." And then they were like, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he's like, "The character of Hulk Hogan says these things. He talks about how much sex he has. He talks about the size of his penis. He blah, 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 blah." And they're like, "Well, what does that mean?" And he's like, he's like, "You can ask me anything you want. I will try as best as I can to explain this to you."
Yeah.
He's trying to tell him about like the kayfabe nature of Hogan versus Terry Bollea. And it's insane. And like the Gawker people were just like, "What is this guy talking about? This is my life," and this and that. Also, he got awarded a crazy amount of money. The trial happened in Florida, which is Hogan is Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's something. Swagger says, "Imagine someone has a recording of Trump actually colluding with Russia.
Yeah.
Do you release that?" Well, that's a very different story. It's not the same because the act of recording was not the illegal part.
Yeah.
It was that it was a sex tape. It's, you know, that's the part of it. Like, I could be, you know, you could be somewhere. I could be at dinner, or I could be in an office with you in the office, and I could record you. Some states, it's a one-party state or two-party state, and I could release it.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is, it's not a sex tape. Now, if there was a sex tape that I obtained illegally, because it's stolen, right? That's the argument here.
Yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge didn't attempt to release this.
Right.
Or maybe he did leak it. But again, the people involved in that sex tape.
He's just a cuck gone wrong.
He's just a cuck gone wrong, yeah. It's a very different discussion. What if you have the Trump Russian hotel hook it thing? Well, that none of that happened. That's bullshit media stuff. So, you know, that's the other thing. A lot of these stories are not real. But listen, you can't take a stolen tape, and when a judge orders a takedown, you laugh at the judge.
Right.
Listen, I went to Gawker all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the articles were funny and some were terribly
just
mean.
Vile.
Just vile.
Yeah.
You know, just vile. So, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. nobody could defend Gawker as... Gawker's not the New York Times.
Right, yeah.
Gawker's, you know...
It's not an institution.
It's not the Wall Street Journal. They're not... Then the runnings... The point of Gawker was to be mean.
Right, exactly.
At the end of the day. Yeah. It was to mock people. It was to be mean. They wrote some terrible stuff. And now this is what happened. Yeah. You know, the reality is you grow up. The company grew up. It was in an age where it was a small company, and it grew into this big-time company. Right. And they took a risk. And this guy was so arrogant, not thinking anything would happen.
Right.
That was it. It was over.
I think that's the big thing. If you talk shit, shit'll happen.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, man.
So, let's see. At the end of the day. Let's see what happens. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We'll see you all next time.
Later.
Take care.